Welcome to From Beyond with your host, Glenn Boddis. Join me as we explore spirituality, self-help, and channeling spirit. Hello and welcome to From Beyond with your host, Glenn Boddis, Spiritual Medium. Thank you for tuning in once again for another very interesting deep dive conversation. As in this episode, we're going to be discussing the topic of you're never too old to reinvent your soul. Also in this week's show, we have the channeling from the world of spirit, which sees me becoming a vessel in order for spirit to bring their communications and wisdoms through. And then later on in this episode, we have this week's energy forecast reading, which will hopefully help you navigate your way through the twists and turns of this week ahead. So as I say, we're going to be discussing today the topic of you're never too old to reinvent your soul. So what am I talking about when I give you that heading like that? I'm talking about you. It's never too late to change your mind, whatever it is, whatever path that you've decided to tread. And most of us, let's face it, when we're in our teenage years, 16 to 18, we think that we know everything. We think we know what we want. We assume that we know where our life's heading and what we want to do. Or at least we're, shall we say, we're placed under a microscope by our peers, by our parents, by teachers, to actually be forced to make a decision. Now, with this being said, not all of those decisions are coming from our heart, are they? They're coming from our outside influences. They're coming from what people want from us, the best for us. There's always that concern for finance, supporting yourself, money, and following a path that will lead you to your riches so that you can support yourself. That's all fine and good. But the thing is it coming from your soul? Is it coming from the true essence of who you are? Or is it coming from the external influences that are maybe clouding your decision-making process? Now, I'm not judging by saying these statements to you today. I'm simply outlining a simple observation that happens to most people when they start walking their path into adulthood from perhaps the time of 16 up to 18-year-old, where you have to make these decisions. So I'm talking about this now. So with that being said, I'd like you to maybe reconsider where you're at. And I'm not just directing this to people that are 16 to 18. This can occur any point in your life. You may come up and have a eureka moment where you pause all of a sudden and you think, hang on a minute, why am I in this job? Why am I doing this? I never really wanted to do this. This never feels right to me. So it can happen at any time in your life there. So when it does happen, what I want you to do is maybe reconsider where you're at in your life. Reevaluate. Remove your own mental blocks. Now, this can be quite a traumatic experience when we have to deep dive in with ourselves and actually hold our hands up and say, actually, this isn't right for me anymore. It was at one time. It's not anymore. It just doesn't feel right. It hasn't felt right for a while. And it's okay to put your hands up and reevaluate where you're at and say, well, actually, if this isn't in alignment with who I am right here, right now, then what is? So that level of contrast gets you to that decision, doesn't it? And in order for you to process this further, what I would certainly recommend is allowing space to come into your life. Now, we all have choices, as we know. And most people say, I can't do that because I'm so busy. I can't do this because I'm so busy. I would say that you're making a choice by making yourself busy. You can actually say no to certain projects, to certain people, you're allowed to say no and take that true essence of yours back in order to reflect and reevaluate where you're at in your life. So creating that space allows you to assess where you're at and if things feel right to you. I'm using the term things because I could be referring to relationships. I could be referring to a career, a job, even friendship circles. You could relate this topic around anything in your life there. No matter how big or small or trivial you seem to think it is, we all change and grow. So as we say in the title, you're never too old to reinvent your soul. So don't think that because you made a decision, I'm using the example of when you were 16, 18, yes, this is what I want to do, that you have to stick to that, you know, because we all change and we all evolve. And so just having that thought that you don't have to, you can reevaluate and get to know you, who you are in that moment. And in doing that, it can be quite a revelation to you. Quite a revelation how much you've evolved and changed over the years and what lessons you've learned from the pathway that you've taken in your life. It adds colour to not only yourself, but those around you, and it adds value to you. It creates character, doesn't it, as well? All the twists and turns that you've faced up until this point, this eureka moment in your life, where you're perhaps considering that actually this isn't for me anymore. So change, it's evolution at the end of the day. We all change, don't we? In every moment, in every second, in every day. Sometimes it's dramatically, other times it's very subtle. And only after a period of maybe weeks, months or years do we notice that change. But nevertheless, it does occur. But what you will find with change is that it doesn't necessarily just benefit yourself as you're evolving as a person. You're learning and you're putting your vibration out into the universe and your expansive energy is adding to that of the universe, but also it benefits everybody else because that expansion has an impact. As we've mentioned on here many times before, we're all connected on a soul level, and so we all benefit. When somebody succeeds, we all succeed because that energy goes out into the collective there. So change is a very positive thing that we all go through, no matter how big or small. Well, what I do find fascinating about this topic we're talking about today is the fact that many of us may or may not be aware that we get soul fractal drop-ins. Now, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about elements of your soul, because as we know that we're all multiple dimensional beings and there's millions upon millions of versions of ourselves all existing in this exact moment in time, and they're all running at the side of one another. And so if you consider that with every choice that you make, there is a reality, there is a version of you still living out that choice. And it's where we place our focused intention and attention on is what we're going to experience in on our soul's journey. But all of these other fractals of our soul, all these choices that we make or don't make, are still existing at the same time. So I'm talking about soul fractal drop-ins. I'm talking about where elements of your soul comes in and changes you in such a way. Sometimes it can be dramatic. All of a sudden you may be a very hectic person, very hyperactive, always on the go, maybe quite loud-mouthed. And then all of a sudden, maybe over the course of, it could be as a dramatic shift as overnight or over the course of a week, your personality could potentially change. Like you could calm down, you could be more chilled out, have a different outlook in life, be more loving, more open with who you are as a person, more connected to people. And what you will find as well, you'll get more wisdom. You'll just have a knowing about things, whereas before maybe you was a little bit erratic and a little bit chaotic, and you was that busy with the energy that you didn't have this time to maybe create space in your life to allow these energy upgrades and soul fractal drop-ins to occur. Now, when they do occur, there will be people around you that notice these changes, maybe in your personality. Maybe if it's like the example I just described, somebody that's really hyperactive, and then over the course of a week or a couple of months, they completely 360, they change entirely their persona, their outlook on life. And it can be a matter of things that have led to that change and evolution within their personality and their soul. I'm suggesting that on some level, it can be a soul fractal drop-in. So another vibrational element of your soul has agreed to step in at a certain point on your timeline within your life in order so that you can evolve and grow and also help with the expansion of the greater collective. And like I say, there'll be family, friends or loved ones that may observe this dramatic change in some circumstances. In others, it can happen quite subtly. But nevertheless, there's a distinctive change that does occur. So it's nothing to concern yourself or worry about, because this is adding to the greater good. It's also helping you to achieve your soul path, your soul alignment there as well. And it's very transformative, as I'm sure you will agree there. But having this inner knowing that just comes through you, and whereas before you would have to maybe research things and copy things parrot fashion, you know, history and facts and figures. And then all of a sudden you shift and you start to coming out with this wisdom. You don't know where it's coming from. You just know it and you allow that to be expressed through yourself. That could also be connected to what we're talking about here with this soul fractal drop-ins, this dramatic shift in your persona and your personality. But it is to the benefit of all. As I say, as your vibration heightens, you're adding to that collective energy. So everybody benefits from this transformation within you. But what I would also advise people to do is just to get out of your head, you know, the needing to know things, details, times, events, and all of this, that anxious level of thinking. When you drop into, I would say, the quiet space, where you can reflect into yourself naturally, after a period of time of practicing this, you will start to drop into your heart, your feelings, your emotions, and you'll find yourself centered in that space there where you have a deep knowing. You feel the answers, you feel your pathway, your life unfolding, and you know if something is right for you and if something's wrong for you. You haven't got that level of anxiety anymore. You don't need to know the facts and figures and the details. Although you would like to know them, you don't need to know them. And you're at such a high level that you're in alignment with that vibration. And so you're trusting that energy of your heart. You know that your heart's going to lead you to where you're meant to be and what you're meant to be doing. And so if we can relate this back to the today's show topic, you're never too old to reinvent your soul. It's talking about, you know, stepping outside of that mental box, the perceptions of what other people want for you and desire for you and think that is best for you. When you get into that heart space reality, you start to feel that it doesn't feel right for you anymore. And you start with that level of contrast in that feeling, you start to feel inspired and connected and drawn magnetically to maybe other people, other jobs, other careers, and you'll feel that alignment taking place. And like I say, that will all come through your heart and you will feel it there. You already know the answers. So by feeling into it, you don't need to know the times, the dates, the details. You just need to trust that vibration, that feel-good feeling. And in doing so, allow yourself to be flexible with this process. So in my experience, what I found is that right at the last minute, you'll get a feeling whether something's right for you or wrong for you. And you just trust that feeling, that vibration, And just know that it's going to draw you magnetically to where you're meant to be, who you're meant to be with, and, you know, the path that you're meant to walk. And you'll just feel it at the last minute. You've just got to have that faith, have that patience, even if it's not coming in when a certain timeline you want it on this time, know that something better is on its way. And your heart will let you know that by putting that good feeling, that magnetic quality, where you're drawn to a new circumstance or a new opportunity in your life there. Also, what I would say when you've got to this stage and you've reevaluated even where you're at in your life, you'll build up new courage muscles, more confidence, to the point where you'll appreciate your own peace, your own presence, your own vibration, more so than perhaps you did before this change in your vibration. And you'll build up that courage enough to say no to either things that don't align with you anymore. Maybe that's a career, jobs, people, friends. It can be anything. And you'll just feel okay about saying, I'm sorry, you know, I can't make it. And you don't have to give excuses. Just own your power and say no. Obviously, if you do it in a loving form, you're not going to be offending anybody by saying no there. Either are you. So just take that power back and allow yourself to say no. What you will find is you'll be showing yourself more love and respect, not only by doing this, by saying no to others, but you'll have an understanding what aligns with you, what doesn't align with you. And you'll know that if you follow the path of something that doesn't align with you, it's going to make you very uncomfortable, both on an energetic level, emotionally, mentally, and potentially it could take you a few days to get over that emotionally, mentally, even spiritually there as well. So you'll get to a level in your life where you're showing yourself that love, that respect enough to say no, so that you keep that peace and that love in your heart, and anything that doesn't align with that or takes you off that pathway, you have the courage in your words, in your communications, to say no to it. I would also say that when you've made this evolutionary shift with your soul, you'll have a natural calling towards nature. As nature is your healer, you'll feel very comfortable, amongst wildlife. You'll feel very comfortable walking where there's water, maybe flowing water or even a lake or something like that. You'll be drawn to woodlands as well, and you'll find yourself feeling very calm, very refreshed, and just very grounded in that experience. And you may even get the inclination, like I do most times when I go out in nature, I get the inclination to hug a tree. Now, I know that sounds very hippie of me by saying that, but if you've never tried this, I would certainly recommend it to you by just going up to a tree that you're magnetically drawn to and trusting that magnetic calling. Put your arms around the trunk of that tree and just hold that space, hold that tree for as long as you feel comfortable in that space there. And what you will notice, there will be an energetic exchange between you and that tree there. You will feel a lot of energy being taken out from you. And usually it's all of the debris that you don't need, the energetic debris that you don't need. You'll feel all of that draining out of you. And at the same time, you'll feel this rejuvenating energy coming into you, this light feeling that makes you feel vibrant, that gives you more energy, gives you more clarity. And so when you feel that you and the tree have made that energetic exchange, you'll then be drawn to release that hug or that hold from around the tree. And you'll walk away from that tree. I always say thank you, give the blessings to Mother Nature and the tree there for that beautiful interaction energetically. And you walk away from that tree and you feel absolutely refreshed. You have, like I say, clarity of mind. You have an energy that you didn't have prior to holding that tree. And you feel lighter within yourself. You feel like less drained. You feel like there's less pressure on your shoulders after having that experience. So if you're out in nature and you are drawn to a tree, don't be concerned about what other people think or they're looking at me, they're pointing. That let them point until they've experienced this energy exchange. You know, they can't judge. That's just my opinion. So go and give it a go and you'll be amazed of the results that you will experience from doing that. But what I will say as well is quiet time as well. Allow yourself moments within your life where you can rest and reflect, where there's no interaction with electronic devices, music or anything. Just holding that space for peace and quiet. Because it's within this silence that the silence is filled with answers. And this is where you're going to get inspiration. So you'll start to get ideas popping in your head that are relevant to your life and your lifestyle. Maybe these ideas are to help you in some way and make your life a lot more fruitful and easier for you to experience. You may even get invention ideas or ideas in connection with a product or service, something that will help humanity or indeed help you and your family there as well. This will all come in the quiet space when your mind is less busy. Now, this takes quite a bit of practice to slow the mind down, stop that chitter chatter, those thoughts that are just flashing in and out of your mind. So be patient with this process, but I guarantee that after a period of time, you will start to receive this level of inspiration that will not only help you, but those around you as well. Now, with all of this happening, I would sort of term it as a rebirth for you. A rebirth, like we say, going back to what we were saying earlier, from being 16 and 18, you may have had a decision that you made that you wanted to walk in these footsteps and make these career choices. But when you come to that realization that that's not the essence of who you are, certainly not at this point in your life, and that can be at any age, when you come to that realization, obviously it's a rebirth. And you will feel refreshed when you've done that inner work. You'll feel those shackles, that expectation energy being removed from you. And there's this very freeing sensation when you reach this point in your life. You'll start to feel a level of excitement of the possibilities and the potentialities that could be unfolding for you as you have now made this new step to take a different change or a different pathway in your life. And, you know, just watch the way that you interact with people. That will change as well. It will be different. Situations will appear different. You may be seeing them from a different perspective and see more value in them than perhaps what you did earlier. And in fact, you will start to see the good in a situation rather than thinking the worst. Oh, I've had that happen to me before. Oh, I don't want that. Oh, I can see that happening again. Well, actually, you'll start to reframe situations when you go into this level of rebirth. You start to see the high vibrational elements within whatever situation, partnership, project, or even career path. You'll see why you've had to tread those footsteps, and you'll understand that has great value, not only for you, but for others around you. You may have the inclination to share your experiences with others as well, which indeed will help them. It will empower them. It will inspire them to maybe consider things differently. So definitely when you go through this level of rebirth within your life, you will start to see things differently. And there'll be people around you that will be observing you, expressing these changes that you're experiencing. And they will consider this to be quite peculiar, very strange, very weird, because you're not following the herd, so to speak. You're not following the general narrative that has been prescribed to us by not only society, but our peers, our, you know, teachers and all of that. And they will notice that. Do not take this personally. What I will say is they're on their own pathway, their own journey, and you should respect them for that. They will arrive whatever destination they are meant to arrive at. But the fact that you're following your heart, you're following this rebirth in your life, that is to be celebrated, because it takes great courage in order to step outside the box, step outside of what everybody else is doing, and trust that inner calling within your heart. It takes a lot of faith, a lot of patience, a lot of courage. And again, you'll be giving yourself lots of love and healing as you go through this process. You'll just feel better as a person. You'll start to shine. You'll have a certain level of glow around you. You'll have that magnetic quality. You'll appear different. To some, that will be quite intimidating, how much different you appear on an energetic level, vibrationally. To others, it will be a very attractive prospect, and they'll want to know more. They'll want to know, why, how come you're so happy? Why are you like this? You know, how have you done that? And so there'll be a lot of, I would say, interactions around you once you go through this change, this rebirth within your life. So don't take things personally. What I would say is that you keep in connection with your heart, the feelings, how you're feeling in each and every moment, and that will help you to unfold and continually walk and tread on the pathway, the new pathway that you are aligning with. With saying this, I would certainly you recommend that you need to be more present within your life. And I'm talking about, it's very easy, isn't it, to slip back in our mind and think of what could have been, how I used to be, what may be coming into the future, and thinking, you know, either in the past or in the future. And in doing so, we're missing a trick, because we're missing our potentiality in our now moment, in the exact moment that we're speaking in, the exact moment we're thinking in. We're missing a trick, because that is where our power is. And it's where we hold our attention and intentions, and even set intentions. This is where we can manifest in our present moment. This is how we can create things. It's where we get that inspiration. It's all happening now. So I'd certainly recommend that you consciously make a point of tapping in with your present moment consciousness to snap you out of this dream state where you're maybe overanalyzing things in your past or projecting things that haven't occurred yet in your future. A way of doing this, you may have heard me say this before, is to focus on the body's senses. So I'm talking about your hearing, your sight, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, also the sense of movement, temperature, and put your focus, your thoughts on all of those things, and maybe look around the room that you're located in, look at the colours within the room, look at the detail and the patterns within the room there. Listen to the sounds within that room. If you're hearing birds tweeting outside or cars driving by, you know, just focus your attention on all of those things, and that will bring your attention back into your present moment consciousness. Like I say, this is where your true essence is, your true power, and this is where you can make these conscious decisions and thoughts, and allow change to unfold right beneath your eyes in that moment. So I hope this has helped you maybe see things a little bit differently. If you are going through some changes this year, we are in the new year of 2024. And so there'll be many of you that may be feeling elements of guilt that you are not feeling it anymore in connection with either friends, family, partners, or even a career that you chose many, many years ago. And again, this is all down to because your vibration, your energy has changed. And once you reach that realization and be present with it, this is where you can align with your heart, align with your true self, and start and live the life that you were meant to lead. Well, now we're going to move into the next segment of the show, which is this week's channeling from the world of spirit. Now, as you know, I love this part of the show. And if you recall, a few weeks ago, I had an episode with my co-host, Christina Bloom, where we took it in turns to actually channel, go into channel, and then each one of us individually had a series of questions that we weren't aware of ahead of going into that recording. And what happened was, it was absolutely incredible. First of all, it was wonderful to see Christina channel and moving to that zone and the way that she prepared in order for her to do that. And also the communicator that came through. I believe it was one of the Palladian Council, and the level of calmness and reverence that vibration held was, I felt very honored, very privileged to be in the vicinity, in the energy space of that being there as well. And I was so grateful that they answered the questions in such depth, such detail, and they certainly gave a different perspective on life upon hearing those answers that they brought forward. So I found that fascinating. If you haven't heard that episode already, you can hear that back on my website, www.glenbodyspiritualmedium.com. Look under the radio tab and you will see right at the bottom there, there's a collection of them. Go and have a look there. I believe it was called From Beyond with Christina Bloom. I believe that was the episode title. Go and have a listen to it. It was amazing. And then, of course, I went into trance and channeled some messages forward there as well. Again, Christina was asking me questions. Well, not me directly, but spirit questions. I have no knowledge of what was said. But upon listening back to the episode, I was blown away of how, I would say, articulate spirit were in answering Christina's questions, and they made perfect sense in the wisdom and information that they brought through. Anyway, if you haven't heard that, go and give it a listen. You'll be glad that you did. It was very fascinating because we asked questions that were relevant to everybody globally so that everybody could maybe take something from that channeled session that we did together there. Anyway, we're going to move on to this week's channeling. So I would like you to sit back, relax. If you feel inclined to do so, take a pen and paper, maybe take notes, because it's a bit like a classroom with spirit, I find. There's lots of wisdom that they like to share with us and lots of inspiration they like to give us in order to help us the best way that they can in our physical life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's channeling from the world of spirit.
Hello. We'd like to talk to you about colour and the beauty and intricacies of colour. Most may not be aware, but colour holds a vibration, not only visually, but energetically. And it's this vibration we would like to focus on in this conversation today. We'd like to talk to you also about everybody has their own interpretation of colour, how that vibration works in correspondence with them, and how their perceptions of colour are completely different from one person to the next. Now, what we would like you to do is, when you come into contact with colour, whether visually or energetically, we want you to give it a moment of your time where you blend with that beautiful energy and interact within it on a deeper level, where you have that understanding of the colour. What you will notice is, no matter what your perception is, where it comes to different colours, you will all encounter more of a vibrant experience with the colours that you are seeing and feeling. You will notice that the hues within the colour will vibrate stronger, will have a stronger glow about them, and will appear more vibrant, more alive, and more energetic. You'll also get a feeling, as we say, when you interact with colour. I want you to notice what feeling that evokes within you, for colour can be very healing to you. It can also be a trigger to download inspirational information, wisdom and healing into your energetic and physical body. Color is also beautiful when embraced. It can make your vibration feel elated with the beautiful energy exchange that is occurring. Most will find that various shades of purple and pink and reds will also emanate this beautiful energy, high vibrational energy, a vibration of intellect and wisdom and comfort and healing and relaxation. I want you to observe the way that you interact around different colors, as what you will notice is more so now than ever that you'll have an experience with color rather than an acceptance of color, if you understand our meaning. An experience takes you beyond just acceptance. It takes you into the realms of having an encounter, both visually, energetically, vibrationally, mentally and emotionally. It will be beyond any words that you can put into description. That's why our description of the experience with you, to you, is very limited at this stage. As we say, everybody has their own interpretation of color. And so what is our perception describing it to you will be completely different to the individual experiencing it. But you will notice what we've outlined in this conversation with you today. So that's what I would like to tell you about and maybe help you to reconsider the way that you interact with different colors, the frequencies, the feelings, the emotions that they evoke in you when you have that encounter. I'm now going to pass you over to another communicator who wishes to talk to you further. Thank you for listening.
Hello? Hello? I'm through, am I? Right. If I'm through, then I'm through. Okay, well, I've come to talk to you about earthing and grounding your energies. Most of you will know that things have changed to a degree where your ears are ringing, your head's feeling a little lighter, and you're experiencing the feeling of being dizzy and out of sorts. You may also notice that you'll feel a degree of tiredness as well at this moment in time. Well, to help you combat a lot of those symptoms, I would certainly, but I'm speaking for the collective when I say this, would recommend the practice of grounding one's energy. Now, grounding one's energy is simply the act and practice of being consciously aware of placing your focus upon Mother Earth and also your present moment consciousness via using and putting your focus on your senses, such as your sight, your hearing, your sense of taste and your sense of smell, the sense of touch, and also the sensation of heat or the sensation of cold. Spatial awareness as well plays a part in this. So by putting your focused attention on all of these elements within your physicality will automatically bring you in your present state of consciousness, which will in turn alleviate some of the symptoms that we've described earlier. You will also notice that when you're grounded and connected consciously to Mother Earth, that there's a degree of energy exchange between the two variables. What we mean by this is, as you know, that everything and everyone is constantly connected at all times. But because you're busy fulfilling your soul's purpose, sometimes you neglect the fact that you are connected. And being grounded and focused intention of being grounded helps you understand and feel that connectivity between you, Mother Earth, and all living and non-living energetic beings. With this being the case, an unlimited amount of potential, knowledge and energy can be exchanged to you if you are willing and open to accept the delivery of this kind of information. You will also know, as we've outlined, if some of you are requiring energy, an additional amount of energy to fulfill your daily duties and the tasks, and also pick the physical body up in order for you to, as we say, to facilitate these jobs, tasks, procedures in your life, then you can do this by asking Mother Earth for energy, for additional energy to help you fulfill these things. And when you do that with intentional focus and thought, you will feel the energy rising up from your feet, moving up your legs, and moving just into the sacral chakra underneath the belly button there. You'll feel that energy, that intensity of that energy being captivated and captured in that area of the energetic body. You'll feel it physically as well, as we say. But with this being the case, when you ask for energy, you will notice that this energy will be, shall we say, dispersed around you in incremental bursts so that you do not waste it and you use it accordingly. Like a lot of people, shall we say, at this moment in time, and they've done it for many years, will instantly feel that urge to reach out for stimulants such as sugar, such as caffeine and high-based energy drinks to achieve this additional boost in their vibration. And what we're saying to you in this conversation is you don't need any of that. If you ground, ask with intention, you can obtain that additional amount of boost in your physical and energetic body just by asking and by having that level of understanding that you are all connected. So if that's what you require, then that's what you will receive, but you must ask for it. So grounding is a multifaceted, complex, if you want to perceive it that way, procedure. And it benefits many areas of your life by being in balance. You'll notice that when you're not in balance and you're not grounded, that life can sometimes become a little bit overwhelming for you in your mind, and you won't know which way to turn. So grounding your energy helps you to stay anchored, helps you to perceive things differently, seeing the bigger picture, so that you can enable yourself to apply yourself accordingly to the priorities that you need to fulfill within your life and your soul's path. Well, that's me for today, but we hope you found this information interesting, nevertheless, and we hope it finds you well and helps you maybe perceive things slightly differently, not only with what I've spoken about, with grounding and intention and asking for energy and balance, but also what the previous communicator spoke about colour and not taking it for granted, because there's a deeper meaning and energy and frequency within the experience of colour. So give it some thought and adopt it into your life if that resonates with you. And we say that to all of you, because those of you, some of you that may be listening, might not resonate with what we're saying. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine, as we're all vibrating at different frequency rates and we're all on different ascension timelines. But if it does resonate with you, we hope it finds you well and it helps you in your now moment consciousness. Take our love and blessings and gratitude. Goodbye for now, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Wow, what an incredible transmission there from the world of spirit. Very interesting topic that they were discussing, colour, and how we take it for granted. In actual fact, there's more to it than meets the eye. It was interesting to also hear that we all have different interpretations of colour on a visual sense, but also they encourage us to feel into the vibration of colour, moving beyond the visual, in order to tap into those high vibrational frequencies. And in doing so, we can encompass and encount healing vibrations, inspirational downloads as well, as we link into the vibration of colour. Interesting to hear about pink and purple being high vibrational and offer us some really deep insight if we were to zone in and feel the vibrations behind the colour there as well. An experience of colour, you know, having these encounters and just going with it and not standing in the way there. And then the next communicator spoke really highly in some depth of grounding and the need to ground, and that we all should take this opportunity when we can to be present in our lives, as that is where our energy is, that's where our focus, our power, and where we can make some really positive choices in our life as well. And also, I would say symptoms that we need to ground more are the ringing in the ears, feeling slightly dizzy or tiredness and lethargic there. That would be an indication that we need to ground our energy. And in order to do that, it was nice to hear that that shared wisdom that being present in the moment consciousness by focusing on our physical abilities, such as our sight, hearing, taste, touch, smell, temperature, feeling, and by focusing on those, that will connect us to our present moment consciousness, and which will in turn bring us into alignment where we can be at our optimal potential there. But the energy exchange as well, it was nice to hear that it will be more noticeable when we do earth ourselves, ground ourselves to Mother Nature there, and just allow that knowledge as well, as we are all connected. And if we choose to, we can ask for that knowledge and wisdom to be exchanged to us in order for us to blossom and grow in our now moment consciousness. And just ask if we're feeling a little bit tired, a little bit lethargic. Don't be afraid to ask for energy from Mother Earth, as it will be gifted to you, and you will feel that rising up through your feet and moving into your physical being. And it will come in such a way that that energy will sustain you, so that you don't have to reach for coffee or caffeine or sugary-based foods. You can just ask Mother Earth in order to get that buoyancy there. So now we're going to move into the next segment of the show, which is this week's forecast reading. So get a pen and paper, take notes if you wish, and enjoy this week's forecast reading.
Hello, my name is Glenn Boddis and I'm a spiritual medium, and welcome to this week's energy forecast reading for the week commencing Monday the 12th of February 2024. Now those of you that watch me work will know that I connect with my spirit guides and helpers and also consult the wisdom of the angel tarot cards. So I'm just about to shuffle the pack and allow your card to come out for this week's energy forecast reading. Okay, right on cue. We have your card. So this is your card for this week. I'm now going to link into the vibration of that. First of all, I feel as though this week is going to be an exceptional week for most of you that are watching this. And I just feel that things are starting to move in your favor as you're entering a new timeline. Now, what I'm talking about here is opportunities will be coming knocking at your door, so to speak. This feels like it's in conjunction with your work and career. Also, I'm being told love and romance as well. Now, with work and career, I'm being told step outside of your own way and stop trying to figure everything out and just allow things to slot into place. You've worked very hard, diligently, over many, many years, and now's the time just to allow and simply say yes to life. In terms of the love life, I feel as though I'm being told slow burner, and I'm also being told that things are improving vastly. Look out for the signs. feel the vibration in the heart, and also trust that the universe has your back. Now, if you're in a relationship, or whether you're married, single, whatever this is, I feel as though it's also relevant to everybody at this moment in time. There's going to be a change in your vibration in your heart, where you're going to have a change of heart, and actually you're going to be feeling what feels right to you. And with you doing that, you're no longer going to allow yourself to be blocked in the heart in terms of relationships, romance, and also connections there. And so you'll find yourself moving into new territory this week with your love life, and you'll find yourself just going with ease and grace and trusting the process. I feel as though let bygones be bygones, put the past in the past, and just allow yourself to embrace the here and now. I'm also being told in connection with your physicality this week, your physical body, there's going to be a vast improvement in your vision and also hearing. You'll notice that you'll become increasingly more sensitive to both of those things. Also, on an empathic level, you'll find yourself picking up on other people's emotions. Now, whether they're telling you that everything's all right, they're okay, and yes, I'm fine, but you feel otherwise. Trust the feelings that you're getting. Don't judge anybody in the process. Just simply be present, be in alignment, and just trust the stirrings that you're receiving. As we say, you are a transmitter and a receiver of vibrational energy. So allow yourself to be that beautiful connector as you are. There'll also be elements within this week where people will be gravitating towards you very naturally. And this is because your vibration is heightening. Like I say, it feels very much like you've moved into a new timeline where energy is flowing in your favor. There will be pockets of this week where you'll go into doubt mode and you'll be doubting, well, no, that can't be happening. That's just a coincidence. No, that never happens to me. And you'll have those questions in your mind. However, you are being urged by spirit to say, actually, it is happening and I am experiencing it and I am open and I am grateful for the experience. In other words, holding that timeline in your heart and allowing yourself to embrace these new opportunities that are here for you this week. So let's turn over the card and see what the card says for you. At the top of the card, it says Six of Ariel or Ariel. So can you research the angel number of number six, as that's going to be very prominent for you. There's going to be a very interesting message to add to this reading if you do that. Now, Ariel, I'm going to take that quite literally, actually. We mentioned earlier that we're all transmitters and receivers of vibrational energy. So an Ariel, it's telling the we're an Ariel. So again, it's backing up that information that we were sharing with you earlier. So pay attention to what you're receiving, what you're feeling, and also be mindful about what energy you're putting out into the ether, as other people will be picking up on your vibrations. So make sure you're being very authentic and true to yourself this week and move out of your own way. Reading the passage at the bottom of the card, it reads, material needs get fulfilled in magical and unexpected ways. Acts of kindness, giving or receiving with a grateful heart. So in many respects, that is, again, backing up what Spirit have said about this week. You know, opportunities are coming in and we've just got to be open to them. Stop putting a block in front of ourselves and start and say yes to life. And notice how people will gravitate and opportunities will gravitate towards you. Just be open to it. Now, there'll be people that will be watching this be thinking, no, that never happens to me. I've never had that. Again, this is an invitation for you to step out of your own way. Look at the minor miracles in and around you. And once you focus on these little miracles, you know, mighty miracles can start to unfold in your life. When you see magic everywhere, magic is given to you. So looking into the card, we'll take a look into the artwork of the card. First of all, the coloration around the edge is pink. To me, that represents sensitivity. So again, it's going in line with what Spirit was saying about your sensitive side being heightened this week, and that you're not to think that you're imagining these things or you're making it up. You're not. You're very sensitive. You're an instrument of vibrational energy. So trust on those feelings that you're picking up. And I'm being told when you're inspired to do so, act upon them. Also, pink represents the divine feminine. Now, whether you're male or female, we all have that vibration of feminine energy. And this is in connection with your sensitive side as well. So if you feel as though I'm making that up, I'm not feeling that, ignore those feelings and trust and just explore them. Question them. Why am I feeling this? Why am I picking up on that person's thoughts and things of that nature? Question, question, question in a positive way, and you'll get your answers. Taking a look into the artwork, we've got this divine angelic feminine there who's very open. As you can see, her body language is open to receiving this. She's got her wings spread and that they're facing up, almost ready to take flight. So this is going in alignment with what we were saying about you shifting into a new timeline this week, a very positive one. But to enable you to do that, you've got to be more open than perhaps what you have been in the past. So open your arms to new opportunities, stop saying no and start and say yes to life. And you don't need to know all of the facts, figures or answers. Just say yes and allow the universe to bring it forward to you and go with that flow state energy there. Also, this angelic being is wearing pink again, so that's indicating the sensitive side. You are an instrument of energy, so be aware of that vibrations. There's also lots of beautiful rays, inspirational rays coming into this artwork there as well. It's in a forest setting that would indicate keeping yourself grounded, keeping yourself present and alert in order to see these beautiful blessings coming your way. Otherwise, if you're in your head, you won't spot them. So being present is key also to this week's blessings. Also, it's talking about the family as well, this family ties there and being there for family, connection to the heart there with family and just letting them know that you are there as well. New territories opening up, a new dawn is happening for you. And I feel as though also this card is just saying, get ready for it. This is a start of new things to come for you. So that's what I picked up for this week's energy forecast reading. Thank you for hearting, liking, commenting and sharing. I really appreciate it. If you've enjoyed this reading and you would like to help and support the work that I do, I have got a Buy Me a Coffee link, which is a virtual tip jar. And so all of your donations will be gratefully received and used in accordance with the spiritual work that I do in order to help people ascend and grow on their spiritual pathway. Join me every Monday at 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time with my radio show From Beyond with Glenn Boddies, talking about all things spiritual, paranormal and self-help on www.pulsetalkradio.com. In the meantime, have a wonderful week, everybody, and enjoy this new chapter. Bye for now.
Well, it sounds like we're all set for a fascinating week ahead, which is about time by the sounds of things. Things are moving up a gear and we're moving into different timelines. So it'd be interesting to hear your encounters of what you go through on a personal level next week. If you feel that you're willing to share that with the show, then please do get in touch by contacting me at www.glenbodiespiritualmedium.com. Or you can email me at glenbodies@live.co.uk. And if you're happy for me to read out your encounters on the show, then just put a footnote in your email there as well. So it would be wonderful to hear of your feedback there as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode and I hope it's given you something to think about and maybe reconsider and maybe change your approach within your own life. And also hearing what Spirit had to say with colour. Maybe you'll look at colour and feel colour and experience colour differently now that you've had it explained to you on a deeper level. I've certainly found that fascinating and I'm going to take colour less for granted and feel into it more so after hearing that from Spirit there. So anyway, join me the same place, same time next Monday, 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on www.pulsetalkradio.com with myself, Glenn Boddies, on this very show From Beyond. Have a blessed week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to From Beyond. For more information about what products services Glenn provides. Go to glennbodysspiritualmedium.com.